it before ever I saw a bottle with a cap on it, but I thought that was quite an invention when they got coming out with a cap. And we used to, of course, we had saloons. They would sweep those corks out the back of them saloons, you know, just piles of them, just bushels of them. They'd sweep them out. They were no good for nothing. But us kids would give them quite a play. By golly, we'd get us an old flour sack or an old meal sack or something and go back there and fill it full of them corks and go to the river, and didn't make any difference where we come to the river and how deep it was or high the bank was, just jump in with that thing, you know. Have a place to put it around our necks, you know, maybe tie it around our waist and jump in. Man alive. You could float clear across the ocean. You couldn't have more sink. You couldn't have more sink with a meal sack full of them things fastened to you, and you could fly.
I'll bet.
Yeah, talk about a life preserver. Now there he was. Well, we us kids got quite a bang out of them things, by golly. You betcha. Lots of kids, I guess. I don't remember, but I imagine some kids learned to swim maybe with a meal sack full of beer corks. Yeah, but I didn't. Boy, I'm telling you.
You still used the sack, huh?
Oh, I had a lot of fun with it. Used it all right, but I learned to swim before I ever got to messing around with the old beer corks.
Oh, that's a smart thing to do too. Learn first.
Yes, sir. We were raised there on that old river, and I'm happy to say that we were all, especially us boys. I don't think the girls knew. I don't think our sisters ever learned to swim, but my goodness, us boys all knew how to swim. And we spent a lot of time in that old river. Didn't make no difference whether it was up or down or where it was. Get in anyway. Yeah. All good swimmers. Not only our family, but the other family, all the boys. Well, that was a great sport. That was a great sport back in them days. And to know how to swim, mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful thing to know, and it's still a wonderful thing to know.
It is indeed. Did anybody drown around when you were a boy?
Very seldom, very seldom. Once in a while, someone would drown driving into a stream. They didn't know the stream to be up or something like that with a team. And I know of a few occasions I can recall of drownings that more or less I think that there was something else besides maybe if they would have used any kind of judgment or maybe left it up to the team, it might have not even happened, but just drove off into it. I can remember one occasion up there where a fella drove into a stream, and it was up, drove in there with a buggy and a couple of young ladies, girls. Well, the girls both drowned. Of course, they didn't know how to swim. And this fella, luckily, he got out. I don't know, but he did. And I remember another occasion where a couple of fellas, right there close to our old place, the river wasn't up. It was winter time. But they hit this river after night and didn't know the situation, what the river was or how the crossing was. And they just started driving this team and this buggy and just kept going right on up the stream. They went across instead of going up the hill where they should have. It was after night. They just kept right out, they stayed out in the river and just kept driving right on up the river till they got into deep water. And the team drowned,